It's going where they are. I mean, it's not just creeping up, it's leaping up. So do yourself the biggest favor you can do. Make sure that the biggest power consumer in your home is working efficiently. That's your AC. The company to partner up with for that is Clark's. Get yourself a membership. Get the two annual tune-ups to the system. They came out to ours last week. And by the way, the first full month of warm to hot weather completed. And my electric bill compared to the same cycle the previous year was $40 lower, even with higher costs. I think that's significant because I've got them keeping my system running efficiently. It's just super important. And then if something goes wrong, you never know with a machine. You know about machines. Sometimes they have a mind of their own.
Amen.
But when it quits on you, you don't want to speculate. You want to call 277-2125 and know that somebody will be out to address it ASAP.
Yes, sir.
Clark's Club members can count on that. That's peace of mind. It's a great value for $180, not just the tune-ups that come with that, but the guarantee of priority service. And then, of course, their plumbers, well, they're just freaking amazing. Talked to Eddie Bader yesterday about, you know, when you're buying a house or maybe getting ready to sell yours, call Clarkson and have them bring out that new technology, the plumbingoscopy of your home. Every pipe, everything from the curb to the back fence gets checked out, and you know what you're dealing with. It can prevent very, very costly and expensive repairs. Or if you just need a fixture installed, same thing. I mean, they're just talented people. Great team. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. SRN News coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The accident on I-85 southbound is out of the way now. We still have a little bit of backed up traffic moving slowly, but gaining speed headed towards I-65 north and southbound. Around the boulevard, we are very busy. East Boulevard at I-85, Taylor Road, picking up a lot of traffic right now. We're seeing a lot of outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway, 231 to Wetumpka, and I-65 to Prattville. Summer registration going on now through May 26th at Trenum State. Change your life. Call Trenum State or go to trenumstate.edu for more info. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
You already know Katie Britt's a woke D.C. lobbyist who cheered when Doug Jones beat Roy Moore. Britt's an establishment swamp creature who will fold rather than stand up to Joe Biden. And as bad as Britt is, there's an even worse choice, Mike Durant. Durant plays a tough guy on TV, but it's all an act. That Patriot PAC with nonstop Durant ads is funded by left-wing woke liberals involved with the traitorous anti-Trump Lincoln Project. And they expect return on investment. Durant's no conservative. Durant's a rhino Trojan horse. A fake, a phony, and a fraud. The conservative choice? Clearly, Mo Brooks. Mo's not woke. Mo's smart, tough, and edgy. The brash Dixie fighter needed to shut down Joe Biden. It's time Alabama sends a message, and that message is Mo Brooks. Righteous Conservatives PAC paid for this ad and is responsible for its contents. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. ccpac.us.
Retired Colonel James Henderson, ordained minister.
Kay Ivey shut the churches down but kept the abortion clinics open. Kay Ivey is aiding and abetting murder when she allowed the abortion mills to stay open. Lindy Blanchard is a defender of life. She adopts children. She stands for life. She's the most pro-life candidate for governor I've ever known. That's why I'm supporting Lindy Blanchard, the governor we need.
Paid by Blanchard for Governor, Box 241331, Montgomery, Alabama.
Bill Bradley Services has been the experts in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning repair and installation for over 53 years. For all of the years you have supported the growth of this family-owned business, there is a tremendous sense of wanting to give back to the local community they serve. That's why now through July, Cancer Wellness Foundation of Central Alabama is partnering with Bill Bradley Services to fuel the fight for those living with cancer in our community. Learn more at BillBradleyFuelTheFight.com.
Bill Bradley, won't you please fix my home?
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You need money? Go by there. They have money to lend right now. And if you are looking for some military rifles or some civilian rifles, High Caliber Gun and Pawn has them. They have plenty of them. And ammo for days. Now's the time for you to cash in. 10% military discount, 10% first responder discount. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, located on South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Kennedy for Alabama is a political talk show where we discuss the real issues impacting our Alabama communities. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 or find us online at kennedyforalabama.org.
It's May 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of May, 1999, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace premieres. This much-anticipated prequel introduced Star Wars fans to the most revered, most beloved character in cinematic history, Jar Jar Binks.
You sir gotta be kidding me, sir!
Yes. Have a great May 19th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
All right, coming up this hour, Candace Owens has something called The Biggest Lie Ever Told. We'll get your preview of that and more. Right now, it's SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. has announced a shipment of $100 million in military equipment to Ukraine, separate from what will be coming from the $40 billion approved Thursday by Congress. The latest package includes 18 howitzers as well as anti-artillery radar systems. Vote counting in Pennsylvania's Republican primary for U.S. Senate dragging on now to a third day as Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick remain essentially tied with tens of thousands of ballots left to tally. Oz led McCormick by just over 1,200 votes as of midday today. Stocks ending another volatile day lower on Wall Street. The Dow was down 237 points. The NASDAQ lost 29. The S&P dropped 22. This is SRN News.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Up my wheels, looking up at the rising price, how much more can big oil steal? $4 a gallon is so obscene, now filling up ain't no fun. Even though I'll be running low, I won't be pumping.
I forgot. I put up. I do a lot of things. I forgot. Welcome back. 4 o'clock hour with Terry Adams and Rosie Bronk and yours truly, Greg Boudel.
Greg Boudel.
I tried to get a straw poll going on the gubernatorial thing just to see where. And the first responder said, "Yeah, this is on the governor and Senate."
Right.
Is there a none of the above option? Anybody will stop the gas. I'm not getting names. I'm getting comments. With much reservation, James for governor, but probably Mo Brooks for Senate. Okay, thank you, Karen, for that.
What I've seen is Blanchard's way ahead of everybody is what I've seen.
Let's see. Mo and anybody except Meemaw, although she is leading the polls. In fact, before we go to Brandt, before I forget, because there's so much going on.
Yeah, really.
Let's see, David Blackman sent me this. This is the latest Alabama polling. This is from an inside source.
Ooh.
As of May 16th for the Senate nomination, Katie Britt at 30, Mo at 28.5, Mike Durant at 24.3. The wow. significance there is that Katie Britt is trending down from the previous week, and Mo is trending up.
Good.
And Mike Durant is also trending up slightly, but still 10% undecided.
There you go. That's the big one right there.
Which is one reason why you're hearing everybody making their case here on News Talk. Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brett McDonald from Invista Advisors. How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing well. Doing really well. We're wrapping up another day in the markets today, and as you know, gearing up for this ball game this afternoon.
So. Yeah, the coach. You're wearing your coach's hat. But thank you. My account with you had a nice day today. We all thank you for putting money in my account that I didn't have to work for. You did
well. Yeah, we were proud of the action that we saw in the market today, and some of the thesis that we have been laying out is starting to work for us, and we feel pretty good about it. You know, yeah, you're right, Greg. Across the board, all the major averages, we were down on the day. Yet our portfolio models were up today, and rather nicely too, which was nice. And for those who don't know, I mean, the overall general theme of what we're seeing is extreme weakness in the U.S. economy, and it's really showing up in a lot of the different areas of the market. Commercial debt, not trading well at all. The transportation sector is in a full-blown meltdown. We saw all of what happened with Walmart, with Target, dealing with inflation costs that they were not expecting, energy costs going up. The list goes on and on, right? But what's beginning to happen now is there's a flight to safety in the markets pricing in a recession, and we're seeing money go into Treasury bonds now, which is causing yields to come back down, all at the time where the Fed's raising interest rates. And it's a really interesting paradox. And so what's happening is money is now starting to flow back into some of these metals, commodities, what we call hard assets, which is exactly what you would expect, because at some point in the near future, the Fed is probably going to be forced to have to back off because they're going to recognize that they're getting perilously close to breaking the financial plumbing, if you will, the infrastructure of global financial markets.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of the situation as we see it right now. And unfortunately, I think it's going to only get worse throughout the rest of the year.
So the team is playing tonight. This is a winner go home kind of game tonight.
It is. There is. We play a very good team in the league today. And if my guys are lucky, then, hey, we go to the championship game for the tournament.
Wow.
If we lose, then that's a wrap. So,
well,
we'll see what happens. But I tell you what, man, our little guys are so excited. They're fired up. They were in practice yesterday. And these are six-year-olds. I mean, come on, they're six-year-olds as coach pitch, and they're acting like it's the World Series, and how cool is that?
Yeah.
Love it.
All right, we wish you luck, and I'll look forward to a winning text later. Maybe we can do some live coverage of the championship game.
There you go.
That would be kind of cool, too. Brandt heads up a brilliant team at Invista Advisors. When you see the financial news and the ups and downs and things that are going on every single day, there's another story. These are the people that you want to turn to help you not only grow money, save towards a specific goal, perhaps, maybe long-term retirement, or maybe short-term, just having a nest egg, a fallback option, just in case, as we all learned, and sadly, in many cases, the hard way, a couple of years ago. So reach out at 387-0094 and schedule a meeting just to sit down and talk about how they might best help you achieve your goals. Not to bring your checkbook or pile of money, just... it's all about you and your future. 387-0094 for Brandt and the team at Invista Advisors. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate y'all.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon. I'll give you the update later on.
That'd be great. Thank you, sir.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
Are you ready for this?
Not really, but go ahead.
AOC is getting married.
Oh, man. To that same guy that was in Florida with her?
I don't know much about him other than I'm presuming he must be deaf. Because getting married to that whiny 12-year-old voice.
Yeah.
I would assume somebody who doesn't hear that well would be the best option. I think it's I can find out. It's in the New York Toast here. Oh, Facebook secretly planted op-eds in local papers to lobby against tech reform. Mark Zuckerberg, you are Satan, buddy. You are Satan. I don't want to see the Social Network movie anymore. Let's talk about
behalf.
What you've been up to.
Working on Satan.
Oh, yeah, here she is. Longtime boyfriend, Riley Roberts. Yeah.
Riley Roberts. What a name.
That's not going to please your constituency.
No.
I'm just saying, you know.
She's just disgusting.
Yeah. I cannot separate her. First of all, you know what? It's not even her. How damn dumb is her district in New York to not only elect that simpleton, but for her to, I mean, David Blackman says it almost every week when we talk. She's going to be on the ticket, Democratic ticket, one of these days. And if she is actually a serious candidate or gets elected, I'm going bye-bye.
Yeah.
Forever. I will not live. Look what's going on now with people. Joe Biden isn't it? Well, he's not doing anything. He's
a tool.
Yeah.
This is the Obama third term Obama agenda.
See, Obama, he didn't want to do these types of radical things while he was president because he knew he would not get a second term. So he played things pretty carefully. But now that he doesn't have to worry about it, he's telling Joe what to do.
Exactly.
And like you said,
he's a tool.
Absolutely, Joe Biden. We've had a bit. Oh man, it's 4:18 already.
Yeah.
Has anybody got a magical machine that stretches time? Because we need more of it. Skipper.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. Well, for the first time this afternoon, we've got an all clear on all of the major roads, but we have congestion. We are very busy on East Boulevard from I-85 to Atlanta Highway and then on over to Northeast Boulevard around Lagoon Park. We've got a good bit of traffic now on Atlanta Highway, East Boulevard out to Taylor and Taylor Road, very busy. I-65 and 85 is building through downtown Montgomery. Summer registration going on now through May 26th to Trenum State. Change your life. Call Trenum State or go to trenumstate.edu for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, and oil change for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our schools. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
Stay tuned, kids. Coming up, Candace Owens with a new production called The Greatest Lie Ever Told. And it's all about George Floyd. We're going to listen to some of that in just a bit.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
Yes. NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You never get the second chance to make a great first impression. Here's how you can make your home stand out. Appearance, beautify, clean up, and clear out. Call me at 334-398-2896. We can get you moving.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of tastes just like water to me.
Look, you can even see through it.
Looks like regular water to me.
Yep, can't you tell? Mike's in love with the water, too.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mashup the News.
Sports Illustrated tries to join NATO as the U.S. women's soccer team asks Dr. Oz to buy Twitter due to a pizza delivery driver shortage at Netflix. Elon Musk's mom comments,
I'm glad this country's fat phobia won't keep Ringling Brothers Circus from coming back.
Join us next time on Mashup the News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still hot and dry, at least through Friday. And once again, today will be very close to the record high. Sunshine, dry, and hot with a high temperature up to about 96. The record for today is 97. Tonight, mostly clear, mild, overnight low temperature around 70. Friday, more sun, hot, breezy, with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Then Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming likely from time to time. That could affect a lot of outdoor plans, so be flexible and have a plan B. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. We don't want to sell all the tractors in Alabama. We just want to sell the best ones. Whether you're mowing a lawn, plowing a field, or working the job site, count on Kubota and Capital Tractor. Together, we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When I fill up, buy a tank of gasoline, I'm gonna feel like I am getting totally screwed. 'Cause the prices have been totally obscene. I can't afford to pay my mortgage or buy food. When I'm driving, I'm wasting all my money, just getting stuck on my awful morning commute. This inflation is making me so angry. Isn't there anything the government can do?
They cause
I'm paying $5,000.
Yeah, that's a nice parody, but it's full of crap.
Yeah.
It's not about gouging. Oh, here we go. This is a thing I posted earlier this morning. Gas stations, the first state is Washington State. They are preparing to adjust their pumps so that they can do $10 a gallon gas.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I see this is a highly regulated, because it's from the New York Post. And Zuckerberg hates the New York Post. And by the way, I read today that the 51 people like Leon Panetta and Brennan and all those turd buckets from the deep state that called Hunter Biden's laptop a Russian plant.
51 of them, yeah.
They're all going to court. They're good. All going to be going to court.
I hope so.
Trump's got this amazing attorney on it. And I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, because they put the New York Post through a lot of grief, mm-hmm. and they were telling the truth. So explain yourselves, guys. Why could you lie? And that would have been a story that no doubt would have impacted
the
election.
Absolutely.
Even with all the cheating that was done, there's no way Biden recovers from a son who is a criminal and a pervert.
General Flynn came out yesterday and said he's going on the offensive. He's tired of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See
he's
what happens.
Suing, too.
And we need more of them. And we need to see more settlements like the one that Nick Sandman got from CNN.
Yes.
Whatever, however much of
money that was. Break them. Break them.
You know what? I think China is underwriting all of this.
A lot of it, yeah.
Because what newspaper could survive the nonsense that the Post and the Times, they must be getting money from somewhere.
I went through a bunch of Hunter Biden's emails because they're out there.
Yeah.
And I downloaded them. I went through several of them. And it's obvious that every deal that they made with China, Joe Biden got 10%.
Yeah, the big guy.
Millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions of dollars.
But you see, the last name is Biden and not Trump, so the media could give a rat's ass.
Exactly.
About any of those emails or what's on it. Because they stay focused on the ultimate goal.
Yep.
And they're getting all too damn close for my comfort. When you want to get away from it all and have a good time, I've got a guy here who can make that happen for you by the weekend.
That's me.
The weekend's only starts tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Technically. So let's hear from Terry Adams of Adams Motorsports, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. Floor is yours.
Thank you, Greg. As I said, Tuesday, Kawasaki, that's really our closest relationship, is we're all like family, me and the Kawasaki folks and all the dealers. And they really are the originators. They're the ones that invented side-by-sides back in the 70s with the MULE, which actually was an acronym for Mobile Utility Light Equipment. And they were the first ones to come out with personal watercraft with the jet ski when some brilliant Japanese engineer saw one of the bilge pumps on the side of one of their big, massive ships they make, because they make freighters. And he saw a little two-stroke motor and thought, you know, that would make a great little power plant for a little watercraft. So they came up with a stand-up. So they're really the originators, and we're very, very pleased to represent them. They have jet skis now that will run, you know, the kind of the handshake agreed 70 miles an hour is the limit. All the Japanese agreed to limit it. We have those that are three-seaters. They're strong enough that if you got a buddy that calls you and says, hey, my boat broke down, grab a strap, you can go pull him. These things will pull three skiers. They'll pull big boats. Jet skis now will do just about anything. They have automatic boarding steps. They have a retractable boarding steps. They have the keys where if your kids come for the weekend, you can throw in the yellow key that restricts their speed. But if you still want to go out there and run 70 across the water, you've got the green key. You can do it. It's just amazing technology. They've transitioned over from two strokes, you know, the traditional smoking ding, ding, ding noise to the quiet four-stroke fuel-injected engines. They're bulletproof. I say that because only Kawasaki and my competitor Yamaha, to be totally honest with you, and I always try to be, they're the only ones that use true marine engines. Those are the only ones I would buy. Make sure you flush it out if you take it to the Gulf of Mexico. But we have all the Kawasaki's in stock. We have vests, everything you need. Come in tomorrow, and I can have you on the water this weekend. You can be zipping across the lake, you know, 70 miles an hour.
I love the design.
I do, too. It's just beautiful.
I mean, it is very futuristic.
It is. The thing is, Greg, the way the hull is made, it is such a computer design. It's made to minimize splash, but yet it's made to work with the sponson, so when you carve, you really can carve. You can almost put the handlebar in the water. You can turn them so sharp. It's amazing technology.
Enjoy your best vacation ever right here in Alabama with the kinds of toys they sell for big girls and boys.
That's us.
At Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. And open right now online at adamsmotorsports.com as we check in with Skipper. 432.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, two accidents right now. One, South Boulevard at Rosa Parks. That's a minor accident. Use caution in the intersection. Also, Taylor Road at Vaughan Road. Got an accident there. Taylor Road, very busy from Vaughan up to I-85. We've got a lot of congestion. East Boulevard, Vaughan Road past I-85 to Atlanta Highway. Atlanta Highway itself outbound from downtown. We've got some congestion at most of the major intersections. I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery. New Toyota's arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota on the East Boulevard. You can also see their entire inventory and shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the State House. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives. 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama. 36066.
We know wealthy California liberals are behind politician Mike Durant. But why? Because on immigration, Mike Durant is just like them.
I mean, why would you not want more green cards available so that people can legally come into this country and work?
The Durant plan, more immigration, more foreign workers, more of the same. Durant's record on gun rights is even worse.
The first thing that needs to be done is to disarm the population. Let's face it, if we could do that in some of our U.S. cities, that would be a pretty good step toward law and order.
Sounds just like a California liberal. Mike Durant's plan for Alabama? More immigration, fewer guns. No wonder the California liberals are supporting Durant. Mike Durant's with them. He's not one of us. Alabama Rhino Pack is responsible for the content of this advertising. Paid for by the Alabama Rhino Pack and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. AlabamaRhino.com.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie.
Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
Hmm, you should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
I desperately needed a car, but I didn't want to go through the hassle of trying to finance through a dealership. So I went to LightStream, and I got a loan fast.
Now you can buy the used car you want with a fixed, low-rate loan from LightStream.
The loan process was so easy. I signed all the documents and completed the process while getting my hair done.
I had my money the same day with LightStream. Having that cash helped me get a much better deal. And the LightStream payments are so affordable.
Now you can get the money you need fast for the used car you love with LightStream. Loans start at just 3.99% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit when you buy from the dealership. Apply today at lightstream.com/rate and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/RATE for your extra discount. Lightstream.com/rate.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 3.99% APR to 9.49% APR and included 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/rate for more information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I just became aware of this today. I love Candace Owens. I think she's one of the most... Of course, the left hates her because she's...
Of course.
Black and a woman who dares to think for herself.
She's off the plantation and they don't like it.
No, they don't. And now she is taking on maybe the touchiest subject in America, and that is George Floyd and the rise of BLM. The greatest lie ever told.
One of them.
Yeah, no, there's competition in that department. Yeah. But I wanted to listen to a little preview of this.
Yes.
Marking, 5, take 1.
This was the second time he exhibited here, yeah. 11 months earlier.
Mark.
I've never been so hurt inside. As I'm speaking to you right now, it's starting to come back.
This is an autonomous zone.
23 out of 24 hours in a cell. No TV, no magazines, no books, no nothing.
So anytime a customer brings a counterfeit bill, you see we have plenty of them, we tell them, hey, this is counterfeit. If the customer insists, then we call the police.
How did you feel watching the trial?
I thought it was a sham.
All right.
right. So I just want to start it with just you stating your name for the record, as well as your professional background.
I have been a police officer in the state of Minnesota for almost 4 decades.
Forensic criminologist and certified medical investigator and police practices expert.
We had some good moments here. It's like we lived together almost, I guess, it was about 4.5 years, almost 5 years.
So you guys, in many ways, were some of the people that were the closest to him. And I don't remember seeing your faces on the news or anybody talking to you. So I guess let's just start with that. You guys knew him best. So who was George Floyd?
Holy cow.
There's so much there, Greg, with the officer that got convicted.
Yep.
He knew Floyd because they both worked at a place that was under federal investigation for money laundering and counterfeiting.
And you also heard the store, the shop owner, talking about the counterfeit money.
Yeah.
Which is what he was caught doing.
Exactly.
On the day he was arrested. And Candace Owens, you heard the very end there. Those were African-American friends or people that knew George Floyd. And she made comment. You may have noticed her saying, because I can't show you the video over the radio, but she said, how come I didn't see your faces on TV?
They weren't interviewed, shown, or anything.
No, they wanted one thing so the Democrats could stand back.
One narrative.
And let the country burn. In specific locations where they knew people would not likely exercise Second Amendment rights.
Right.
You know, it's like the Rodney King riots in L.A. back in 92. Who were the people whose stores didn't burn? The Koreans who went out there with their guns and said, not here, no.
Mm-hmm.
And they were left alone. It's like Baltimore. Remember Baltimore a few years ago? The mayor said, give them room to burn because this was over somebody. They put 6 cops through hell over an injury. I think the guy's name was Gray.
Yeah, it was.
A drug addict. They tried to pin that death on him. Gray had no responsibility, right, being a heroin addict?
Oh, no, none whatsoever.
And when they were having problems in Baltimore following that, the mayor said, well, give them room to destroy. This is what's running America.
This is part of the big problem.
In the big cities, Baltimore, that moron, that piece of work in Chicago.
Oh, that's Lori Lightfoot's the worst of them all, in my opinion.
And then you get a genuine, he looks just like Trudeau in Canada. Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, with the hysterics he was putting on.
Yeah.
So only in America do we make martyrs out of criminals. Career criminals.
Yeah.
This is not to say that he should have been
killed.
Handled the way he was. It's not about that. It's because he was just used. Here's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. They don't care about him.
The Floyd family knows by now. Of course, they were well taken care of financially. But they should know that George was being used, period.
Yeah.
Like any other thing. And when they were done.
And they didn't need him anymore, he's gone.
Yeah. Kind of disappeared.
Served his purpose.
And it
it's crazy, man.
Kills me. We're tearing down statues of, I mean, even in some places, people like Churchill.
I know.
Renaming schools that were named after Lincoln, the Emancipator, because of him. In what universe does that make a shred of sense?
It doesn't.
None is the actual correct answer to that question.
True.
All right, 444, Rich's forecast coming up here in just a second. Before I do that, I would like to encourage you. In fact, Rich was the last friend of mine who went out and saw Estella at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Always great to recommend those folks because they not only know furniture. We're not sending you there to see a brand or a building. We're sending you there to see people who can show you the best selection of furniture anywhere in the River Region. Marked up to 50% off in a big warehouse that is in an unassuming building at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. It's a nice place. They waste a lot of money on stuff that customers eventually pay for. You know, it's a purposeful building that Kaiser is in. And you've got three incredibly knowledgeable furniture experts there. Stella, Bob Carroll, and Cheryl. To help you find what you want. They can help you get 0% financing. And at the end, when they write up the ticket, your sales tax is 8.25%. Those are powerful reasons to just make sure that when you're shopping for furniture, a single piece or a whole room, shop wiser. Visit Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Have a great experience. Consult with real professionals and save money at the same time. ShopKaiser.com online, 445.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing Dr. Alderson and the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Alabama's one and only, Kay Ivey.
Washington wants to control everything we do, but that isn't happening here in Alabama. We do not teach hate to our kids. We do not pay people to quit work, and we do not use tax dollars to kill our babies.
Kay Ivey, her Alabama common sense drives Washington liberals nuts.
I signed the strongest pro-life law in America. I stood with Trump to ensure no election here can ever be stolen.
But that's not all. Kay Ivey threw Common Core out of our schools, banned transgender youth sports, and passed constitutional carry to protect our Second Amendment rights. Kay Ivey, the conservative governor the woke left loves to hate.
America's the greatest country in the world. Joe Biden may not get that, but here in Alabama, we always will.
Kay Ivey for Alabama. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc. P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Then check out the all-new Infiniti of Montgomery. New location, new management. Here's Jim McCain.
Don't settle for just any vehicle. Lease the hot-selling 2022 Infiniti QX55 Lux with all-wheel drive for just $643 a month for 42 months with $49.99 due at signing.
Infiniti of Montgomery has the selection you're looking for. We have over 16 QX80s with third-row seats to choose from. Don't pay over MSRP somewhere else. Shop Infiniti of Montgomery and get prices below MSRP.
Considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the sporty new Infiniti models.
This is the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityofMontgomery.com. QX55 VIN NF11-4529, QX80 VIN N97-4333. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee, plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 5/31/22.
At Infiniti of Montgomery, you'll never pay a market adjustment fee where price sells Infiniti.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still hot and dry, at least through Friday. And once again, today will be very close to the record high. Sunshine, dry, and hot with a high temperature up to about 96. The record for today is 97. Tonight, mostly clear, mild, overnight low temperature around 70. Friday, more sun, hot, breezy, with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Then Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming likely from time to time. That could affect a lot of outdoor plans, so be flexible and have a plan B. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All right, in a couple of moments, we're going to... I think she's a rising political star. And how many times have I said on this show, America will ultimately be saved? Yes, we have Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz and some other reliable conservatives that are willing to stand up. But the mama bears of conservatism are going to be the superstars. Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's no whack job. That's just the way the media wants you to perceive her.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear from another one named Carrie Lake, who will be the next governor of Arizona. I hope. I think Arizona's finally waking up, too. Jay so. Tom is on the phone, though, at 272-9228.
Hey, Greg, I got a quick one. I wanted to ask Terry how Jimmy was doing. I heard the other day about it.
Jimmy Duke.
Yeah, he's still there. Yeah, I'm here. He moved him to a room, and the doctor said that they're going to try to get him up and standing. He's doing amazingly. He's progressing really well. Put it that way.
That's great.
He was one of my first customers when I was in the tool business over at the Honda shop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I followed him all these years.
He's a good man.
Just tell him, Tom, the tool man, ask about it.
I will do that, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's very kind of you to check
in,
too.
That is very nice. Thank you.
See, yes, we talk about large national issues and things of great importance, but you know what? We're also Floyd's barbershop. And when people want to find out how somebody's doing, if they've heard, you know.
Yep.
We're happy to do that, too. Right?
Yes, sir.
I think that's one of the things that separates the wheat from the chaff. In fact, maybe we should change our call letters to WEET. We are the wheat. All right, don't look at me like that. Let's check out a minute. This is, another reporter who tried to set up a conservative with the liberal crap. And see, this is what Republicans need to do. Just cut the crap. Stop worrying about what they're going to write. Do you think they're going to write nice things about you in the paper?
No.
Never.
You're the enemy.
So stop. Stop giving them the opportunity to even twist something you say into, you know.
I have many other questions.
I know you do, but I don't have the time for it because we're doing an event in here. We're going to go watch the movie 2,000 Mules, which I hope that the Arizona Republic will finally open their eyes and cover what's happening with our elections and stop acting like it's a conspiracy theory. Our elections were stolen from us. Our elections were corrupt. And the calling it a fraud instead of what we really had, which was a top-notch audit of our elections, proved that there was election fraud, that our elections were corrupt.
What specifically in the audit findings proved?
I'm going to send you. It's not my job to educate you on what that audit showed. You'll need to take a look at it. But I appreciate
I will
your
look
time.
Again. I just feel like since we're on camera, I would love for you to provide any evidence backing up that claim.
Can you read?
Wow. See what I mean? We need more just like her because they have the balls that just a lot of these weak sauce. By the way, we appreciate your patience. We do have quite a few political messages running on our station right now. And I want you to take that as a compliment because they know who the engaged people are.
Yes.
They want your attention. They want the chance to get their message to you over this station because they know you're going to go vote.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just from that little straw poll I did on my page today, a lot of people still aren't sure. So bear with it. We have the primary coming up, and we'll have plenty to talk about after that comes and goes. I also want to thank our good buddy, Morris Capuano. He called the show this morning. Morris is a great friend, and he came to Baumhauer's last night to help Jacqueline celebrate her birthday. And he likes the group. He fits right in. He's such an easygoing guy. And my goodness, if you are considering buying a house right now, you need, because the housing market, even though there's issues with mortgage rates and stuff, they're climbing. The urgency to act now and get full approval for the home, you can't walk up and say, all right, I'll give you $300,000 for that house. You've got to show up with an offer that has the full backing of a professional like Morris.
First one,
or they're not going to talk to you.
Nope.
Because somebody will come along with a bag of cash and that's it. So you need to speak to him before you even look at a place. Get your pre-qualification set so that when you find the place you want to buy, the wheels go in motion, they get your mortgage done, and you're living in your dream home ASAP. Morris has done this thousands of times, and it never gets old to him. This is what he lives to do. So we hope when you have a need, whether you want to buy a place, refi your own place, shorter-term mortgage, or take some money out to make a home improvement, call Morris at 409-9300. 409-9300. He's with Renaissance Bank. They have a ton of programs to help people. You may qualify for one of those, but it won't happen by osmosis. So reach out to Mo, our buddy, 409-9300. NMLS number is 88697. And Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. Now it's 455.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. It is getting really busy out there with everybody getting off work. We've got a very busy Northeast Boulevard. A lot of that traffic headed up to 231 in Wetumpka. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue, outbound, very busy. We still got two accidents on the books officially, but they should be wrapping up at Taylor and Vaughn and at Rosa Parks at South Boulevard. Use caution in both those spots. I-65 and 85 looking pretty good, just building with traffic right now. Get the best deal at Reinhardt Pravel on the car, truck, or SUV that you want. Then after it's done, tell them you want an additional $1,000 off. You'll get it. Reinhardt Prattville for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is always there with great deals for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Johnny Depp's Liver. On borrowed time since 2009.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our schools. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Did you know that Alabama residents pay some of the highest energy bills in the country? I'm Robin Lydecker, a Republican candidate for the Alabama Public Service Commission. As an educator, I fought powerful lobbyists. If elected to the Alabama Public Service Commission, I will fight against arbitrary rate increases on Alabama families. I will work to lower your energy bills. I will fight for you. On May 24th, vote for Robin Lydecker, Alabama Public Service Commission, place 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Robin Lydecker. P.O. Box 1671, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi want to impose their radical socialist ideas on Alabama. Their extreme left-wing policies have given us runaway inflation, making food and gas unaffordable, chaos at our southern border, rampant crime, and historic deficits that are robbing our children's future. Socialist Democrats want to cancel our Constitution and erase our Second Amendment. But Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. Mike Rogers stands proud with President Trump to make America energy independent and to finish President Trump's border wall. Mike is fighting to protect our deeply held Alabama values and to cut wasteful spending. Mike Rogers is our trusted Alabama conservative, and Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. On May 24th, please vote for Mike Rogers for Congress.
This is Mike Rogers. I approve this message.
Paid for by Mike Rogers for Congress. Post Office Box 1113, Anniston, Alabama 36202.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson.